It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day before Halloween, Halloween Eve, I guess, if you want to call it that. And I think DOTD is messing with my mind because when I drove across the Crescent City Connection about an hour and a half ago, it was lit up in pink, and now it's purple and green, it looks like, or blue and green. I think it changed. I don't know. If y'all were driving around, let me know, because maybe I'm losing my mind, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's the campaign. Anyway, hot, really, throughout Halloween, warm and humid and no cold front and on the horizon. So be aware of that. Maybe a chance for showers on Halloween, as they say. Check the radar before you go out. We're going to talk about infant care. How much does it cost around the country? Alex Gailey joins us now, lead data reporter at Bankrate. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell me what it is that Bankrate studied here. What are we talking about?
We looked at the percentage of income that a typical family in each state would have to allocate to afford average infant care costs. And for the purposes of our study, we considered average prices for full-time daycare for one infant. And what we found is that in 48 states and the District of Columbia, daycare full-time for one infant costs families at least 10% of their income.
What effect does that have on the individual families? What effect does it have on the economy?
Childcare is expensive, it's hard to find, and even harder to afford, which can have a significant impact on the economy. I've seen research and estimates that the U.S. economy could be losing out on billions per year because of high childcare costs, and it does have a ripple effect on families, businesses, and the workforce. Families feel financially constrained, which in turn affects their spending, and we know that consumer spending makes up a large portion of the U.S. GDP. When the cost of childcare is high, businesses can lose workers, particularly women, who decide it may make more financial sense for them to stop working and stay home to be caregivers. And that ultimately affects who is in the workforce, too.
So as we talk about this, it strikes me that I would think the price of childcare is relatively fixed, although you can opt for the premium if you want. Everybody wants the best for their kids, naturally. But the income does not go up on a sliding scale, as does the price of childcare. If that's fixed, people that are making $100,000 a year are going to have a lot less problem than somebody making $20,000 a year and trying to go to work.
Yeah, so when we looked at estimates across the country, childcare costs do vary based on cost of living, that state's supply and demand for childcare, and likely the makeup of their workforce. And ultimately, in places that are more expensive, like New York and Hawaii, costs are really high. Income is also higher, but even with higher income, we're talking a typical family still having to allocate maybe around 20% of their income just to afford full-time daycare for one infant. Now, infant care tends to be the costliest across age groups, but even when I looked at the data for other age groups, the costs for full-time care don't go down that significantly as children age, really up until, you know, they get to that point where they can go to school. And so it is still eating into a big portion of families' budgets, really for years, and it can affect their ability to save, invest, and pay down debt.
So are we talking about birth to what in this study? Four or five?
Birth to up to 12 months old. So really focused on that first year. But there is estimates for toddler care, for four-year-olds. And while those costs decreased little by little. They're still significant. They're thousands of dollars annually for full-time care.
I would think at some point, and look, we're talking about the economic effects here. There are certainly social effects and psychological effects and everything else having a child. I don't know if you have kids or not, but it'll change your life completely and totally, especially that first year. When it comes to lost productivity, did this study look at that at all or not?
We did not look at lost productivity, but that is a huge problem in the childcare industry, is that the childcare industry is treated as a private market, and it has struggled to grow and be profitable, and it has struggled with productivity. There's a lot of turnover, staffing shortages in the childcare industry because childcare workers are paid fairly low, within the 5% of all occupations in the U.S. In terms of wages. So productivity is certainly a huge issue in the childcare industry, and trying to increase that. And that's ultimately why costs have risen so much over the last three decades, over 1.5 times faster than overall inflation.
Well, you know, when you look at the work that, and this is just an aside, I guess, Alex, when you look at the work that those caring for elderly people in nursing homes and the importance of the work that those caring for infants and the compensation that they receive, boy, we have a big problem in this country, don't we?
Yes, it is a significant issue for child care providers to be earning, you know, fair wages and to be, you know, valued in the workforce. And it's the same, it's a similar issue for those who take care of our elders as well. And that ultimately comes down to the fact that the child care industry has razor thin profit margins. 70 to 80% of cost of child care is really due to staff costs, because providers need high ratios of adults to children for basic health and safety reasons. There's also a lot of regulation in the child care industry, even though it is a private market, which can make, you know, makes things more costly when you're having to make sure you're staffed enough to stay open and you're following regulation rules within your state and federally.
Now let's talk about some solutions maybe when we come back, or ways to make it better. We're talking to Alex Gailey, lead data reporter at Bankrate. She talks about a lot of things with the economy. Today we're talking about their study as it relates to the high cost of...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits, or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Infant child care. And I would ask you, text me at 504-260-1870. If you're a grandparent or a parent and you have an infant, how do you handle that first year, or how did you handle that first year of childcare? Was it a family member? Did you find somebody you trusted? And how much of a bite out of your budget did it take? 621 Traffic Now, WWL. 624 Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Alex Gailey, lead data reporter for Bankrate. You can follow her on Twitter at Alex_Gailey. Did I say that right, Alex?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you know it's her because she's got a big coffee cup that she's holding. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Because they got other Alex Gailey. That's the only reason I said that, so people get the right one. So we were talking earlier about the high cost of childcare, and this is especially bad in New York. Is that what the study showed?
Yeah, so there are states where infant care specifically is more affordable and less affordable. And the states that were least affordable were New Mexico, Hawaii, and New York. We didn't take policy reform and regulation into account in this study. So while New Mexico is the least affordable for infant care, New Mexico has enacted some policy in the last few years that has tried to make childcare more accessible for most families, virtually free for a lot of families in New Mexico. And with New York specifically, I mean, a typical family there would spend around 20% of their income for full-time daycare for one infant if they don't qualify for any subsidies.
This is a little bit off the subject, but one thing, having been to New York a couple of different times, I don't understand how, like, for example, let's just take, for example, you know, in Times Square, the stores or whatever, where they got the security guys and the blue blazers, right? They can't make that much money, but yet it costs a lot of money to live in New York. So I don't understand how that model works, or for anybody really that's not making a lot of money in New York. How is it survivable? What am I missing, Alex?
Well, in New York, we looked at the state level. Of course, where you live specifically in New York is going to make a huge difference. If you live in upstate New York, affordability is going to look a lot different for you than if you live in the city. I know that I've seen research for New York City that has talked a lot about just the child care crisis in New York City specifically, and having to be a lot of demand but not enough supply, and costs going through the roof. You know, really what it comes down to when you live in a higher cost of living is trying to increase your income to, you know, be able to survive and live off of that cost of living in that area. But a lot of parents are having to get creative with their budgets to afford childcare. They're cutting costs. They're budgeting meticulously. They're finding ways to increase their income through side hustles. You know, common cost cutting strategies could be limiting vacations or shopping only what's on sale that week at the grocery store. I mean, people are having to get really creative to afford childcare.
I like to get the audience involved. Somebody texted in and said, childcare like college has doubled in price because more and more government subsidies. Duh. Is there any evidence to indicate any of that at all?
Yeah, it's a great question on, you know, what is kind of contributing to rising costs. Based on the policy experts that I spoke to, what they pointed to was the fact that childcare industry actually has very limited state and federal funding, which ultimately squeezes both childcare providers, who then passes those costs off to families seeking care. You know, really on both sides, supply and demand, everyone is stretched pretty thin and to their maximum when it comes to child care. And like I said earlier, really the cost of child care, the high cost of it, is really due to those staff costs. A lot of that is going to the fact that we need higher ratios of adults to children. But the dilemma is that those people that are entering those industries are not getting paid well.
So, you know, don't let me hurt myself here economically, because, you know, I had close to 9 hours of it in college. But when it comes to the demand, there's a lot of demand that's chasing too few goods or too few services when it comes to child care. However, the market forces can't work because there's not enough money behind the demand, but it's not, I'm really going to show off here, it's not Elastic or Inelastic, whichever one it is, because you need childcare. It's not like that's something you can do without, right? So this seems like a puzzle that's hard to put together. Did I mess anything up?
Yes, it's a really complex issue, and it's something that families are not willing to sacrifice on quality of, rightfully so. You want your child to go to the best child care provider that you can afford within your budget. So it's a cost that a lot of families are willing to eat and take because they want the best for their children. And it's not optional, especially if you don't have family that you can rely on. It's something that you have to figure out in your budget, and you have to cut back in other areas to afford it.
So the traditional model, whatever one it is, supply, demand, market forces, that really is not a resolution here, because it's not something that you can do without, and people make a fixed amount of money, and the daycare people, there's not a lot of incentive to expand or to hire employees and pay a lot more, because there's only so much people can pay, right?
That's what I've been told by policy experts that I've spoken to on this issue, is exactly that, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time, and we'll have you back to talk about some other research that you've done, all right?
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Alex Gailey, lead data reporter at Bankrate. You can follow her on Twitter at Alex, A-L-E-X, underscore G-A-I-L-E-Y. She got some interesting things posted there. When we come back, we're going to talk to Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about the special session, small businesses, and taxes. Right now, time for WWL First News. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.